couple of guests today. Okay. So the sixth section of the Echazaka is the section of Hafla. Hafla contains the halachas of Shavuos, Nidarim, Naziros, and then it concludes with Erechim Bacharamim. So the four different moments in a person's halachic life in which you can be verbally creative. You can create new halachic realities with your tongue, which is an important message about the power of speech. So I can take an item which is mutter and create an isser, or I can obligate myself to money, I can change my profile. Remember, a nazir is not just a collected set of isurim. A nazir actually changes his identity. Nazir becomes someone, welcome. Nazir becomes someone with a different identity. So we're now studying the different sections of the Rambam Yad Chazaka, and in each section he has a conclusion, which is a little bit more of an editorial about life and religion. It's not just the dry halachas, not that they're so dry, but not just the halachic codification that compromises most of the Rambam. So how would the Rambam end Hilchos Arachim V'Charamim? How would the Rambam conclude? What message does the Rambam want us to take away? So Arachim V'Charamim talks about basically tztaka. Let's use the word tztaka in our terminology. It's not really tztaka because you're dedicating it to the Beis HaMikdash. It's a halachic act of neder. But essentially, existentially, Erechin v'charamim, Meseches Erechin, means you're dedicating the value of certain items or certain people to the Beis HaMikdash. So the Rambam concludes the entire section of Hafla, Paraches, Halacha Yud Gimel, Erechin v'charamim, Li'olam lo yikadesh ad lo yaktish adam v'lo yachrim kol nechasaf. Person will be very, very altruistic, very, very pious, and will decide to give all of his money to Hekdash, all of his money to Tzedakah. After all, that person will get a lot of plaques, will get a lot of honorifics. The Rambam says that's ill-advised behavior. And I'll describe why in a few minutes, but to reinforce how ill-advised and undesirable this behavior is, the Rambam quotes four sources. And it's fascinating and a bit peculiar that he's quoting four sources, because he's trying to show you this is really not a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Ratzon. You think it is. I'm being so selfless, I'm being so generous, I'm giving all my money to Tzedakah, all my money to other people, all my money to the Beis HaMikdash. What could be more righteous and more pietudinous than giving all my money to the Beis HaMikdash? So the Rambam cites four different sources to remind you, in four different areas, to remind you that Chazal did not want us to, I don't want to say waste, but to scatter and to spend all of our money, even for religious purposes. So number one, the Rambam writes, when the Torah describes Charamim, in the end of Parshas Behar, in the end of Parshas Bechukosai, the Torah writes, Mikol Asher Lo, Mikol Asher Lo. Take a portion, take a fraction from what you've earned and deliver it as an Erechin or a Charamim, but not Kol Asher Lo. Number two, of course, Chazal tell us that when it comes to Hidra Mitzvah, when you want to beautify a mitzvah, last week's Parsha, Zekei Levi Anveyu, so the halacha is, you're not allowed to give more than a fifth. Al Yifazer Yoser Michomesh. That's another halachic source. One refers to Arachim and Charamim. One refers to the additives to mitzvah. So if you want to spend a little bit more on a lulav, you can't spend more than a fifth of your portfolio. In addition, when the Torah describes korbanos, and now it's not just Arachim and Charamim or mitzvahs, but korbanos. Well, korbanos, you think, okay, it's not just the mitzvah. I'm standing in the Beis HaMikdash myself. This is, I'm trying to atone, trying to achieve penitence for my failures. I should certainly try to bring the nicest korban I can, even if it empties my bank account. The Torah writes, Kifim misas yado, the amount that you can afford. Kifim misas yado. Okay, well, that's a regular korban during the rest of the year. What about Yom Tov? I'm standing, it's Pesach, it's Shavuos. I'm bringing, these are special korbanas, olas ri'ya, korban chagiga. The Torah writes, ish kimatnas yado, kirvikas Hashem elokech asher nasalach. So the Rambam cites four sources, one from Arachim and Charamim, one from mitzvos, one from standard korbanos, and one from Yom Tovim, to hammer the point that you shouldn't spend all your money on religious affairs. And the question is, why not? So the Rambam has two levels. Again, I'm reading the Rambam backwards. I like to take these Rambams and read them, not in the way they were written, but in the way that it's logically we can best consume them. The Rambam writes, the first reason is purely logistically, financially, socially. The Rambam says, Ein zu chasidus, this is not piety, el shtus, it's lunacy. Why? Shareze ma'abid kol mamono, person that spends all his money on staka is going to lose all of his money. Vitzarech lebrios, and then you'll be dependent upon the public coffers. Vein rachamim alav. And then it's our responsibility not to have mercy on those people. Because that person is wrecking a very, very delicately balanced socio-financial situation, right? We all understand that for a just and stable society, we have to care for those who are less capable, care for those who are vulnerable, care for those who are ill, care for those who are less financially successful. But it's a very delicate balance. There's some limit to the public call for how much can any society afford to support. So some people are born with limitations. Some people fall into misfortune. This person is intentionally unraveling a very, very delicate social structure. Remember, keep in mind the Rambam, relatedly but not necessarily the same idea, the Rambam was very opposed to the whole concept of Kolel or Rebbe's being paid. I don't like that Rambam so much. One of my least favorite Rambams. The Rambam felt it's aser for similar reasons. Of course, most people who feel that we don't apply the Rambam's policy today is because today people would not be able to learn or be taught without... Excuse me, the comments, I'm not seeing it anymore. Would not be able to learn or... It's perfect. Not be able to learn or be taught without financial remuneration. But the Rambam feels that there's a responsibility upon each person not to fall off the financial grid, not to invite financial distress so that I'll stress the overall system and impose my needs on the system. Again, there's also a moral issue, as I'll talk about, someone that fakes illnesses and fakes needs or intentionally catalyzes those needs. So that's also not just financially, but it's also just not a good trait to create dependency. And even if people are, even if, let's say, there's unlimited resources, independence, financial independence, the ability to support yourself is in and of itself an important human value. Even if, let's say, we lived in a very, very wealthy environment, we won't be stressing the system. It's an independent value. So the Rambam's first issue is the stress you're causing to the overall financial system. But then he says something a little bit more general. This is where we've seen the Rambam has all these layers and all these last halachos. He uses this concept, which is a kernel, an important kernel, he uses it as reflective of an overall issue. The Rambam Hilchos Deos very famously talked about being balanced. Now, balance doesn't mean how much Torah you learn. You should learn Torah b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshcha. Doesn't mean how much you should love Hashem. Doesn't mean how much you should daven. You should daven afilu, you know, met halavai she's ba'aladim kol yom, Rabbi Yochanan said. Some people make that mistake. I'll be a little bit firm, not so firm because I'm the Rambam. I'm a Rambam guy. I'm going to talk about the middle road. The Rambam talked about middle roads, not with religious fervor and religious experience, but with personal identity. How do I shape my personality? Should I be garrulous or should I be quiet? Somewhere in the middle. Should I be happy or should I be solemn? Somewhere in the middle. Talk about traits, outlook on life, character, personality, not necessarily mitzvahs. One of them, though, is financial management. A person should be generous, altruistic, donate money, charitable. You also be careful. The Rambam talks a lot about whether you should marry first or whether you should earn a living first from a financial standpoint. Should you own land? Should you own portable items? Should you spend all your money on iPhones or invest in real estate? Okay. Chelsea Pier, what is that? That new real estate development in London about 15 years ago? They don't know. Near the pier. Right, should you spend all your money? So the Rambam is very careful about financial management, but as a microcosm or even just a template for general balance. Listen to the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Uvazeh v'chayotzei bo, amru chachamim, shote chasid shote michlal mevale or mechalei olam." Here the Rambam is talking not just about financial issues, but people with misplaced religious fervor. We would call them zealots, puritanical zealots who don't know how to express their chasidus. I don't mean chassidus in the modern context, but they're religious piety. We all feel religious. We all want to become more religious. We all try to become greater over the Hashem. But sometimes that energy, if left uncalibrated and unmanaged, can express itself in some very, very corrosive and toxic terms. And this is just one example where you're just so religious and you just want to be so, so generous. You spend all your money on Beis HaMikdash and all your money on Staka, and then the financial system will be stressed. But it's just one example. There are other examples in which, as we all know, misplaced religious energy can be very, very dangerous and very, very deleterious to your surroundings. So the Rambam generalizes here. It's not just about how much money you spend and whether you stress the system of charity. Chassid, shote, michlal, michal he'olam. Powerful words. If you're a chassid shote, if you don't know how to apply your chassidus, you can be very, very destructive to the world around you. And instead, the Rambam writes, I'm skipping around, the Rambam says, how should you look at your life? Mechalkel devarav b'mishpat. He's quoting Tehillim Perek Kuf Hei. Mechalkel devarav, I'll read the Pasuk Kuf Hei. Pasuk Kuf Bei, Kuf Yud Bei, Pasuk Hei. Tov ish choneinu malveh. You should be someone that's chone. You should have pity and compassion and lend your money. But yechalkel devar b'mishpat. Hear that word? Yechalkel devar v'Hashem is mechalkel chayim b'chasin. So you conduct yourself b'mishpat. Not justice, but balance. Yechalkel devar b'mishpat. Everything should be balanced. The Rambam says, bein b'divrei Torah, bein b'divrei ha'olam. So here the Rambam is discussing something far afield from how much tzedakah you're giving. Your view, your life should be b'mishpat, should be balanced. Balance in life, homeostasis, equilibrium. The way you teach, the way you express your religion, the way you express your interaction with this world. Again, not mitzvahs, not Torah, but your religious ontology, your religious outlook, the way the chalkel the barba mishpat. So let's review the three layers to this Rambam. Layer number one is the purely technical layer. You shouldn't spend all your money on tzedakah. Four proofs. One from Erechim L'Haramim, Kefi Misas Yado. Two from Mitzvahs, Al Yifazi Yosim L'Chomesh. Three from Korbanos, what is the Lashon HaPasek, by Korbanos, Kefi Misas Yado. And five, even on Yom Tov, Ish Kemat Nas Yado. Number two, the reason primarily is because technically it's irresponsible behavior. We'll stress the socioeconomic system. The other one says, but in a broader sense, this is reflective of something called Chasid Shota. A person has too much, not too much religious energy, but doesn't know how to express it. We all know that sometimes people become too pious for their own good. It ends up ricocheting in ways that are hurtful to people, that are smug, that are judgmental, that are disrespectful, that they skip steps in Avodas Hashem. All sorts of dangers that could come. So why, when you're in yeshiva, it's important to generate as much religious passion as you can, but ask questions. Is this the right expression? Is this the right way to do it? What are there issues here that I'm not seeing? And the Rambam says this is a general recipe for someone who shouldn't be a chassid shota, but the Rambam says, again, the language, mechalkel devar b'mishpat, based on the pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Yud Beis, bein b'divrei Torah, bein b'divrei Olam. So you see how the Rambam takes Hilchas Hafla and the conclusion of Arachin and generalizes it into something far beyond tzedakah, about balance in religious passion. Religious passion, yes, but expressing it the right way and balancing it out rather than being a chassid shota. Have a good day, everyone. Have a good day. Tomorrow's chassidus. Modern chassidus, not the right one.
Thank you.
Good morning. Did you survive the bush call?
Yeah, as I came in.
What was that? What was that place? It was a pier downtown in London that they built about 20 years ago. The Jews were all invested in it.
Canary Wharf.
Canary Wharf, right? I got confused with Chelsea Pier.
That's of course.
A lot of Jews invested in that, right?
Yeah, the Canadians.
The Canadians. Yeah. So how far is that like from London? When I'm in London, I just come talk and leave. So I never really see London.
It's the other side.
Other side.
Yeah.
The other side of town.
Actually, no. I did take my family 2 years ago to London. I was speaking. Came. So we went to Rubens, and we went to, there's a place in, and then maybe Mind Space, like a cafe, Israeli cafe, maybe an opening close. Headspace,
yeah.
Yeah, we went there once. And there's a, right near the pizza, what's the pizza shop? Like right under the
Zaza?
Train.
Pizzazza?
Pizzazza, we went to Pizzazza, and we got some pancakes. We made our way through the eateries. My kids liked it very much.
Thank you.
Anyway, how long are you staying today?
Just for the Rav Mordechai show.
Okay. He's a lot scarier than he looks. Okay, it's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Regards to Mother England.
Thank you.
From an American.
All the best.
Still a colonialist?